completely new, and this anti-missile THAAD system. And this in the midst of this, to say the least, extremely significant election, which is neck and neck between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Harris very close in these battleground states that have large Arab American, Lebanese American, Muslim American communities like Michigan. What is the effect of this?
We've seen the effect already that not only Arab and Muslim Americans, but a coalition that they have created with Black Americans and Hispanic Americans, progressive Jews, church groups, labor unions, academics, a big coalition has emerged focused on the refusal as Americans to be a part of a genocidal war by Israel against Palestinians. Americans don't want this to be.
I'm Naomi Klein, and you are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
And next, special programming in honor of Indigenous Peoples Day. Public Forum. Building community networks of dignity and solidarity, Indigenous language interpretation is a human right. This is a public forum organized by the Endangered Languages Project in recognition of International Translation Day on September 30th, 2024. Indigenous people and communities who have migrated to the U.S. face discrimination and violations of their linguistic and human rights every day. This public forum will highlight the voices of grassroots Indigenous-led organizations doing the work of Indigenous language interpretation in communities around the U.S. Indigenous migrant communities have faced ongoing discrimination and violence for generations, and in the current anti-immigration climate in the U.S., their rights are increasingly violated and under attack. The Endangered Languages Project seeks to amplify the critical work these organizations are doing in providing accessible, culturally informed interpretation, upholding and advocating for the human and linguistic rights and dignity of Indigenous communities. This forum will bring needed attention to these voices and stories that are being silenced in the U.S. today, including issues of language rights as human rights, language justice, discrimination, migration, needs on the ground, and lessons learned. The Endangered Languages Project's goal in offering the following forum that we will air for you is to provide a space for the public to have the chance to listen to those on the ground doing this work every day, and to create the possibility for public engagement, education, sensitization, and solidarity. There will also be a Q&A at the end of the forum. Again, the following is a public forum, Building Community Networks of Dignity and Solidarity, Indigenous Language Interpretation is a Human Right. This happened on Monday, September 30th, 2024, in honor of International Translation Day. This event was organized by the Endangered Languages Project, a global organization headquartered here in Portland. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland today, October 14th, as we recognized Indigenous Peoples Day. Part 2.
And my colleagues have explained the reasons why it is important to have language access. A few years ago, one of my Mixteco colleagues was imprisoned and he was sent to a psychiatric center because he couldn't communicate in his language. There was also a Chatina mother who breastfed her baby, and she didn't understand the instructions from the nurse, and she was taken away from her baby, and she was deported. So these are just some examples. And also, in the education system, some people are being classified as people with special needs because they do not speak English or Spanish, but actually they are not being offered the possibility to access to a equal curriculum. They believe that these children have a problem in learning, but in the end, it's the system's fault because it is not creating a specific space for these children. So I think it is very important to have access to our languages, and I would like to conclude by saying that it is very, very sad to see this situation. And our own communities, our own states, in my case, Oaxaca, in those places, this conversation has just recently started. We've been in our lands for thousands of years, and it is now interesting to see that this conversation is taking place only recently. So we are seeing how important it is to continue with this work. And you've just mentioned a very important topic. You've mentioned the relation between the original communities and the comparison between these communities and the new lands where the other communities have migrated. And this is the next topic we want to talk about, how the fight to revitalize language in migrant communities in the United States creates a positive or negative impact to families in the original communities. So, to start talking about this topic, I would like to know what you think about this. And we are going to listen to Saul first of all, then Ernesto, then we will give the floor to Arsenio, and we will then hear Puma.
Thank you very much. The way I see the situation is the following. The interpreter apologizes, but the microphone of the speaker doesn't produce a good sound quality.
Y sobre todo, pues es importantísimo.
It's really important to give visibility and let our young generations know who we are, where we come from, what is our worldview. We shouldn't have to negate our identities to fit in the society. The way we have been working on this is giving visibility to showing that we are here. As Arsenio López said, it's really important, first of all, that we are recognized as indigenous peoples. That's the first thing. Maybe we are from Latin America, and maybe we speak Spanish, but we have also another identity. We have our own nation. Through the culture, through the activities that we are doing, we try to disseminate and develop our language and our songs in our language. The reason is because we want to strengthen and to create also spaces to create economy for our sisters and brothers that are part of the movement. Oftentimes, many of them, and I'm saying this because I have sisters that work in the area of gastronomy, and they cook and they sell food to construction sites. So it's a way of supporting their families. Us as indigenous peoples have to take into consideration that if we don't do something, nobody will do it for us. We have to speak. Even if we wanted to explain what we feel to other people, they sometimes don't understand what is going on for us because they're not living our reality. So it's important to keep disseminating information to strengthen our culture and our language. We mustn't stop speaking our language. It would mean that we lose our identities and lose ourselves in the process. I see it among young people nowadays that they're not necessarily interested, or they don't think it's important to speak their languages, or maybe they don't don't see many activities in their original languages and the native languages. So it's really important to help the different families, our sisters, our brothers, our children, and work with them and raise awareness and let them know that our languages are very important, as important as English and any other language in the world. Thank you so much for creating this space. Of course, Saul, what you're saying is really important. Everything is connected. It has an impact on the family, on the community, and it reminds us to our focal point of the focal point of our question. What is happening right now within the community of migrants in the United States can have an impact, or vice versa. What is happening on the original lands has an impact, the linguistic dynamics in the new territories. So now we're going to listen to Ernesto to hear what he thinks about this topic. Thank you so much, my dear brothers, for sharing your experiences. You will hear something similar from me. We live in the same world with the same fight the same worldview. The linguistic access of migrant communities in the United States has a very important impact on our communities, families, languages, history, and also our cosmovision. It's important to keep up the languages in the migrant communities because it helps them keep their identity, their sense of belonging, culture. It's important not to just be assimilated to the new cultures that also live in this country. We can give our values, our traditions, and our culture to the next generations. This way, we can also let our identity keep living and give the legacy to the new generations. It's our sacred inheritance, our identity. It needs to continue. It needs to continue in the new generations. Linguistic access also helps to create relationships among migrants in the communities. It helps us to support each other. It also strengthens our collective identity and our resilience with regards to the different challenges that we are living in the different areas of the United States. Something else that I would like to highlight is something that my brother, I think Saul, has mentioned about the connections and the impacts of these changes, that these changes have on our families and also our lands. Well, when families speak their language at home, they nourish each other. We nourish our roots, we nourish our ancestors, our grandparents, and all generations, and also the generations that we belong to and the generations that come after us. Speaking our language enriches family relationships and helps us to strengthen our worldview. Speaking our languages also helps promoting our mental health, our well-being. We've seen it here in Ohio, where we are working in a place where everything is done in Spanish. We feel excluded. We feel a little bit sad because we don't fit in entirely in this little world. We don't feel like we fit in. So many of us have decided to just forget about our roots in order to be able to fit in this kind of spaces. So this creates trauma among our brothers and sisters, exclusion as well. When you are part of an indigenous people or a community that doesn't really understand the context of the United States, we feel like we don't fit in. We feel like we are outsiders. And since we are suffering this exclusion,
creando nuestra familia acá, teniendo familias acá, decidimos por cortar.
We have decided to cut ties with our cultural inheritance, with our families, because of racism, because of exclusion. I decide not to speak my language to my children. We all have seen this kind of situations. I'm from the people, from the K'iche peoples, and I also identify as part of the Ixil. But I speak Spanish. It's my third language, actually. And the colleagues that I spoke with know that Spanish is a language that I've been learned with 18 years. There's so much to learn. And if we allow ourselves to create a space, this will help us to keep walking, going forward, and to connect our identity to our future generations. Thank you so much. Thank you. Very interesting, Ernesto. This means that the fight for linguistic rights in a context of migration is not separated from the fight that indigenous peoples have in their own lands and territories of origin, because in these territories people are worried and working hard to keep their identity and culture as well. And this kind of fight continues in the new territory. So what counts is the right to be a person in any kind of space. Thank you so much, Ernesto. And we're going to finish this question with Arsenio. And afterwards, we're going to listen to Puma.
It's very interesting. It's
very interesting. I came to the United States with 20 years, and I grew up without questioning what it means to be Oaxaqueño and what it means to be Mixteco. I grew up in a community where I heard Mixteco every day, but I also grew up with the words of my grandma and my other grandparents that said, "Don't speak Mixteco," because this has been a reason for exclusion, for racism, for me as a woman, as a farmer. When I went to Veracruz and other areas, also the capital of Oaxaca, Culiacán. And I think I'm not the only person that has had this experience to listen to this message, don't speak your language, and to hear this message. The writer and historian Yasnaya said that indigenous languages aren't dying. Indigenous languages are being killed. And how are they being killed? Well, I grew up thinking that my people and my grandparents talk Turundavi, that means poor word. When I arrived to this country, I learned that we don't speak Tunlavi. We speak Tunsavi. That means word of rain, because we are peoples of the rain. What I want to say is that it's really interesting, because when we are in this, working on these kind of things, in this barrier that has been built, when you leave your country, there is a huge need, and I think it happens to many of us. We start missing our origin. We start to exploring who we are, where we come from. It could be because of positive or negative experiences. In my case, it was a negative experience, because we were called the Oaxaquitas where I work. And this made me question and ask myself, why does this hatred exist to the Oaxaqueños? Maybe it's not hatred, but the words, the body language, the treatment made me feel different, alien. All negative things. So I started to question my origins. Now we're seeing a movement of young indigenous people, of indigenous migrants, that are doing this kind of work. And we are starting to fight to change the language, to avoid calling our languages dialects. No, they aren't dialects. So we are trying to change the narrative. What is the new narrative that we actually want? And this new narrative that we are creating with this movement is arriving to our territories of origin. Because now we're seeing young people speaking English, Spanish, Mixteco, English, Spanish, Zapoteco. These young people go back to their original territories, and they see our communities and our origin, and they see this new generation that is multilingual. And this shows us, hey, speaking your original language, your indigenous language, doesn't denigrate you, doesn't give any disadvantage to you. On the contrary, it makes you stronger. It helps you to keep this vision that we are inheriting and bringing from one generation to the next, the indigenous cosmovision. It helps you understand this world. Also the people from other worlds, from other spaces, and it gives you important skills as well. And I think this message is arriving to people. And also the fight for interpretation, because it's a basic human right. And we are making it possible to have it here, and it's important to lead with an example in our territories of origin. And I think we are inspiring each other with this work. It's not easy. I don't want to romanticize the whole story of this is an easy work. It's not. There are positive results, that's true. But we're trying to fight against something that it was not only months or years, it was hundreds of years that the system was trying to make us forget our language. Thank you, Arsenio. We would like to talk about this for 5 hours. These are all very important topics, but we are going to finish this part of the dialogue with Pumatzok, and afterwards we will continue with the last question.
Agregarle algunas cuestiones.
I would like to add just a few things to what has already been said.
Pero en mi caso me gustaría
como darle vuelta a la tortilla. I would like to turn things around a little bit.
Escuchamos que es muy importante visibilizar.
We've heard that it's very important to give visibilities to our communities, to our language.
Yo entendí de la pregunta es cómo.
And what I have understood is how, if we don't have this language right here in our communities in the United States and also in our countries, what is the impact? What is the impact if we don't have this linguistic support? Well, as it has been mentioned, if we don't understand the piece of information, then we can be subject to something really, really bad.
Cuestiones legales, pues obviamente ya.
Legal issues that have a negative impact could be that, right? If we don't have linguistic support, they will not be able to navigate the system appropriately. And in the healthcare system, what happens if there's a patient and this patient receives an instruction, a medical instruction about a drug, maybe a medicine, and they don't understand what will the consequence be for the person? Maybe this person doesn't follow the instruction, and what impact will that have? It might create an illness or some other sort of issue. And when they go back to the country of origin, they will go back with some sort of illness.
Y allá va a causar un impacto, allá va a
And it will
causar
have
un
an impact
impacto
over there,
con su familia,
with
¿verdad?
their, among their
Con su,
families,
sí, con su comunidad en general.
among their communities.
Entonces, yo creo que es muy importante,
So I
¿verdad?
think it's
Dar
very
estos
important to
derechos
give these
lingüísticos aquí
linguistic
en el país,
rights
¿verdad? De modo que, de nuevo, nuestras comunidades
in this
indígenas puedan
country,
entender
so
con
that
claridad lo que se
indigenous
está
communities can understand
en
what
las
is going
cuestiones
on.
legales, ¿no?
And
Si
especially
alguien
about
pues no entiende, no
legal
tiene un
things. If someone doesn't
intérprete
understand, doesn't have an
en su idioma
interpreter
originario, en un
in
caso que
their
tenga
indigenous language,
legalmente,
in their native language,
tiene un riesgo de ser deportado, ¿verdad?
then they are facing the risk of being
Lo deportan.
deported.
A
And
veces
then this
tienen
person
toda
is
una familia
deported.
ya acá
And
en
maybe there
Estados
is
Unidos,
a
entonces son
family here in the
sujetos a una
United States,
separación,
and they're
entonces
being
familias.
separated from them.
Mitad de la familia está acá, mitad
Half
de la
of the family
familia
is
está
here,
allá,
the other
los
half of the
separan. ¿Por
family
qué?
is in a different
Porque no hay
country. They've been
el
separated.
acceso
Why?
lingüístico,
Because
¿verdad?
they
No
don't
existe el
have
acceso lingüístico.
access to
Entonces,
interpretation.
es muy importante resaltar
So
esto,
it's
¿verdad?
very
Si
important to
pasa
highlight
esto,
this.
pues
If this
causa
happens,
inestabilidad
well, this
económica,
creates
¿verdad? En la
also
familia, el
a
país,
financial
¿verdad? Aparte de
instability,
todo
lack
lo
of
que,
financial
pues sí,
stability within the family
muchos
system.
pequeños colectivos, personas
We are
individuales han
individual
hecho,
people,
hemos hecho
small collectives,
esfuerzos
and we are have
diferentes
been
en
doing
nuestros
lots
diferentes
of work
rincones
in our different
para
parts of the country
prevalecer, hacer prevalecer nuestras lenguas originarias.
to
Todavía,
keep
pues
our
hay mucho trabajo,
original
¿verdad?
or
Hay
native
mucho trabajo
languages,
que
but there's still
realizar.
so much work to
Y
do.
sí, o sea, yo admiro mucho el trabajo
And
de
I
aquí
really
los compañeros
admire
que están
the
acá.
work that my colleagues are doing.
Y las igual, o sea, el trabajo de nuevo colectivo que están
And also the
realizando para poder
collective
darle
work that
fuerza
they
a
are
esto y
doing
poder
to give strength to
mantener
this and to keep
nuestra identidad
our
en este caso,
identity
¿verdad?
in this case.
Y sí, lo dejo ahí.
That's
Matthew.
all on my side, Matthias.
Casi casi que llegamos a la conclusión de que los efectos
So it looks like we are
sean
reaching the
negativos, que sean
conclusion that
positivos, se
whether
multiplican.
the
Entonces, lo que
results are
pasa
negative or
en las
positive,
comunidades
they are
migrantes
always
y
multiplied.
es algo bueno como el fortalecimiento de la
So if we
identidad
foster
o
identity,
simplemente abrazar y cohesionar a la
if
comunidad,
we
todo está
embrace
llegando a la
community, if we do
comunidad
all of that,
y lo
this will
mismo
also
con
reach
las
the
situaciones de
communities of
violencia
origin.
también se van
And the
reproduciendo, no
violent
solamente entre
situations will also
personas,
be
sino en su familia y
replicated
la comunidad,
also
y es como una
within their
cadena
families,
que va
communities. So it's like a
pues
chain
desarrollándose tanto en
that
sus
grows
efectos
bigger and
positivos como en
bigger,
sus efectos negativos.
whether it has
Y bueno, pues
positive or
también
negative
quisiéramos saber
consequences.
cómo desde su
Now, we would
perspectiva
also like to
son las
know, on your
necesidades
perspective, what are the
en
needs
sus comunidades
of your communities to
para continuar con este
preserve
trabajo que ustedes
language, to
realizan, cómo la
continue
gente
with the
puede
work you're
apoyar
doing?
a
How
la
can
revitalización de las
people
lenguas, al
actually
trabajo de
help
interpretación,
to
para el
promote, to
acceso
revitalize languages, to
de sus
contribute to the
comunidades
interpretation
y
work
también pues
in
qué
their
requiere
communities?
en
And
políticas lingüísticas, en
which
políticas
policies, language
públicas,
policies, public
educación, salud.
policies,
Entonces entramos como en la
educational
parte de
measures or health
qué
measures are
requiere
needed?
hacer él, qué puede
So
hacer
we
la
are going to talk
comunidad
about
para
what can
apoyar en
happen,
este
what can
trabajo.
people do
Entonces primero vamos a
to
escuchar a
get
Ernesto,
involved in
posteriormente
this work.
escucharemos
So
a Arsenio,
let's start with
luego
Ernesto, then
después
Arsenio.
Puma y por último
After
Saúl.
that, we will get the floor to Puma and last
Sí,
to
Matías y
Saul.
Yasmin. Sí, creo que son como
Yes,
recomendaciones
Yasmin.
más que todo.
So
Y
I would like to give a few
necesitando
recommendations.
compartir como siete recomendaciones.
I would like
La
to
primera
share some
es,
recommendations with you.
bueno,
The
es
first
compartir
one
más que todo sobre lo que
is
vamos
to
haciendo a nivel
be updated
nacional y también
at the
internacional.
national and
Entonces,
international level,
seguir las redes sociales de las
to be up
diferentes
to date,
organizaciones
to
lideradas por pueblos
follow
originarios, creo que
the
es muy importante
organizations,
para estar al tanto
social
de todo lo que
networks, to
va
be aware
sucediendo, ¿verdad?
of what's
En nuestras
happening
redes sociales venimos compartiendo
out there.
información sobre
In our social networks,
cómo
we always
educar,
share
cómo
information
aprender,
about
cómo
how to
trabajar con
educate
los
ourselves, how
indígenas
to
y
learn
otro es
about the
educación tradicional. Sí,
indigenous
tenemos
fights.
también
And
talleres en donde
we
compartimos
also have
cómo trabajar
workshops where we
con personas
explain
de
how to
alguna de orígenes
work
indígenas.
with
Y lo
indigenous
otro
peoples.
también apoyar programas
On the
que
other
como
hand,
sabemos
they can
ahorita
also
por la misma lucha de los
help
pueblos
language programs. So, due to the needs of our communities, some programs are being created that focus mainly on the language field, so they can get involved in these programs, obviously. Then it is also important to promote bilingual and trilingual education among us. There's truly a potential if we are given the opportunity. Many people speak two or three native languages, and these people need to be spotlighted so that they can help the communities. I can also share another one that comes to my mind, the celebration of language events. We all have a language. Let's celebrate it. Let's uplift it. It's about inviting indigenous peoples to join these celebrations. Another recommendation, which I think it's very important, is to create community spaces. I believe that all organizations seek this idea, to create a common space for communities where everybody is invited to contribute, to get to know each other, to talk with everybody, so they can promote these initiatives and the organizations that create these safe spaces for learning, for languages to be preserved, to be learned, for communities where we can all join as migration communities.
And
I was reading a question that was addressed to me on the chat, and I think they were asking how to work with indigenous communities. So I will say the same. It's about collaborate with indigenous leaders, to work together with indigenous communities to truly understand what the needs are, what their specific priorities are.